New from Kenner's Star Wars collection, the Millennium Falcon that you put together.
This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
I can't believe these idiots let us do this again.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on, but you know what we'll do?
We're live, Ryan, we're live.
Oh, are we live? Okay, hang on, I'll get some... Well, we're allowed to dance. Craig's not here. Abby's going to be so jealous.
Oh, yeah! Craig is here. Oh, man.
Oh, no. Okay.
Oh. I was promising to be here.
Well, it's great having everybody back for Toy Anxiety 2.
Woo!
I hope Jay Key is ready because he's about to make introductions.
I am?
Because last time, I did it! And I took it away from him like an idiot. So, guess what?
I'm not your little puppet.
Toy Anxiety. Welcome, everybody. Next to me is Jay Key, all the way from Texas. I'm Ryan Dole, actually. I'm the one that's actually kind of hosting it, by the way. And right now, if you hear any rain, we're actually having what's called an atmospheric river.
Which is
like flooding areas and everything else. So it's like, it's a little bonkers outside. That's fine. But Jay Key doesn't have that because he's in Texas. Jay Key?
No. How's it going, man?
Toku Toy Town himself, well, the king of Monster Island.
Well, I don't know about that. We're co-kings, I guess.
Jake's not here, man. We can say it's,
you know what? That's okay. Hey, he is the tattooed titan of Tokusatsu. I do not want to mess with that. But hey, I'm really pumped actually to be here, Ryan, because we have a little bit of a new panel here. And of course, when my man is hosting it, the province's poutine pulverizing prophet of plastic, Mr. Ryan Dole. And of course, joined by one of my favorite personalities in any YHS property. Of course, whether it's Austin or Alderaan, she is known as Badass Bitch Prime. She is Kat Hansen. And of course, he's standing at the vanguard of Raleigh's retro renaissance. In terms of HasLabs, he's way, way more proton packed than he is Rancor. The other Jay! How's it going, other Jay?
Hello.
Yay! So good.
I am such a fan of alliteration, and that was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good, right? Like, it's a... Ah, dude, you gotta...
You have to start
doing things for, like, the NBA. Yeah. You have to start introducing players when they come out.
Welcome!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude. Are you ready for this? And then you just do your thing. Dude, that would be amazing. I would love that.
I am actually really happy to be here and really excited for Bootleg, the sequel, number two.
Mm. Number two. It's like WrestleMania 2. We're going to just do numbers every time we do this.
Hopefully not WrestleMania 2.
Well... Okay, I can't remember what the main event was for WrestleMania 2. Was that
three cities? Yeah. Chicago, right? You had the NFL Battle Royal. You had Hogan and Bundy in LA, and in New York, you had
Mr.
T in the boxing match. But you did have that awesome Dream Team against the British Bulldogs World Title match. One of the most underrated WrestleMania matches of all time. I love it. One of my favorites.
Oh, look at this! Yeah. Amazing. I'm glad you knew that.
I used to host a wrestling podcast, so
get out of town.
Whoa, yeah.
old school vintage wrestling. I stopped watching wrestling many, many, many decades ago. So we talked a lot of territories, a lot of 70s, 80s, a lot of All Japan, New Japan from 70s, 80s, you know, that type of stuff. So it wasn't for everybody, but it was really fun, and I got to do it with a really great wrestling historian, and it was really fun. It's where I kind of cut my podcasting teeth, if you will.
Wow. Wrestling is for everyone.
Yeah.
I got into it because my 95-year-old great-grandmother was a huge wrestling fan. And that's
nice.
Watch that together.
That's so precious. Cool.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I used to watch Stu Hart's Calgary Wrestling used to come into town.
Oh, yeah. Calgary Stampede.
So Stampede Wrestling. I actually got to watch Owen Hart wrestle in a small town. It's just in like a it was called the Brian King Center. And it was like me and my cousin and like, yeah, that's all Owen Hart. It was great.
Sick.
She came to fame before YHS. Everyone knows that.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, what do we got here?
Oh, super chat.
Would like to watch you tonight. About to see Ghostbusters again. We'll watch after we get back. Well, thank you, Jason, for the super chat.
Super count, by the way. How many times Ghostbusters?
How many? Oh, I'm still at one.
One?
It's been, dude, it's raining all the time. I don't want to like go. I don't want to get wet and then sit there in the theater all wet. I'm already gonna be like face wet. I don't need to be like shoes and pants wet.
Get a poncho, dude. Get a poncho and an umbrella and go. Umbrella,
yeah. I said shoes like... wet. But shit, like unless they make umbrellas for like your shoes. Stop.
Galoshes. Don't you have like those cute little like, you know, those rubber shoes, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna need them. I should just bring a canoe.
That works. Oh, canoe, kayak.
That'd be amazing. Who's the fake fan? Hey, Abby.
You, because you've only seen it once.
Well, she's a Zool, isn't she? By the way, Zool is a gatekeeper. All right.
Man, I thought I'd be, well, I've seen it three times. I thought I would have been like the low count in the group. But one.
No, I think we're all at one. Even.
All at one?
Yeah, we're all at one. Kat, no. don't correct me.
No.
Should we get to do some weekly pickups?
Sure.
Fantastic. Awesome. Kat, do you have any weekly pickups this week?
I do. Actually, right before this, went to Target.
Ooh.
And I found...
Da-da-da!
Spoiled.
Whoa! Yeah.
A family that bust together.
Who came up with this name?
The
same one that came up with Tully's Terrible Night.
I mean,
this one's worse.
This one's really inappropriate, in my opinion.
Oh, I think so, too. I absolutely think so.
Porno like, name all over.
Yeah.
Do not Google that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just please don't. Children, don't Google this. I'm excited, though. Like, I have not collected any of the other Plasma series figures. I've decided just to keep with Phoebe and Egon just in general, which on the Egon note, I also got this cute little like Weta Workshop.
Oh, those are awesome.
Nice. Yeah, those are sweet.
Egon. And he actually looks really cool next to the Fright Features Phoebe. So it looks like grandpa hanging out with child. But
because that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. Grandpa and child.
That's amazing. That's so cool that you found that. Did you find anything else?
I mean, I have a whole pile of things. I didn't go like lurking in Target for much stuff because it was packed and I don't know. I can't deal with people right now. Pandemic terror of just socializing. This is a good find. I'm surprised I found it, honestly, because in Austin, everything gets picked up quite quickly. So,
right.
Woo-hoo. Tiny win.
Yeah, you did good.
Thanks.
You did good.
I tried really hard.
I toy hunted in Austin once when the 2012 TMNT came out, and I was there on a business trip, and I went to all the Toys R Us's in Austin.
Yeah.
And I finally found all four.
Nice. That's a win. Mm-hmm. That's a win.
NECA, get on that, by the way.
Right?
I don't care what anyone says. Michael Bay turtles rule. And if you want to disagree, drop a super chat, and then I'll you can argue with me.
Hey, it is Giving Tuesday.
Yes.
So I can't think of any other great charitable organization than the bootleg version of Toy Anxiety. Help us get out of that bootleg status and be just regular Toy Anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to cause any fuss, but like on my channel, I had a lot of emails saying, hey, can you just make bootleg the actual one? You know?
But, yes. Oh. You know,
I don't want to cause any controversy or anything. But.
No one needs to know that. That'll stay between us. Nobody's watching right now anyway, so we're okay.
Not a single person. It's just us.
No one can even hear us. We're not even on the air yet. This is all good. This is all our pre-airing shit talking. Oh,
exactly.
That's all that is. Jay, did you get anything this week?
Yeah. I got wave 7. I did a video on it already, but I did wave 7
of
Master Years Origins. But this sorceress is, it's
cool.
Yeah, beautiful. That's a hot fig.
pumped to pick this one up. And then that was, and then I got the aforementioned dirty name two pack. but I didn't, my friend John, who had been talking this week, picked it up for me. I was out of town this weekend. Hopefully, I think we're gonna get lunch tomorrow. So finally be in my hands.
Yay!
Yes. About that one. And then today this arrived. So I spent most of like my in-between meetings today at work putting it together. But the it's probably blurry, but I got the new arcade one up Tron.
Cool. Ooh. That's so neat.
I love Tron's. It's Miss Pac-Man and Tron, my two favorite
vintage. Do you ever just play the soundtrack while you're playing it?
Well, you know, it's not the blanking on it now. The new movie soundtrack,
right?
So the vintage one, you kind of need to know because it kind of gives you cues to what to do in the game. So if I was playing the new game, I won't be able to play the vintage game as well if I had the new soundtrack on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I would just play it all the time anyways.
It's true. It's such a good soundtrack to do work to.
Yeah. But, and plus, you kind of feel like a bot when you're playing it. Like, you're playing it, so you want to, like, you get your toys faster when you're in the Tron.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I have been listening to a lot of Beatles. Like, I feel like I wish we could, this wasn't a toy, it could be Beatles, because watch that whole 8 hours.
McFarlane made Beatles toys, let's get into it.
Yeah, oh God, I just, every second of that freaking thing.
Right?
We were talking about that a little bit, and I love how, like, I was saying how I love how the footage is so clear that it actually doesn't feel real.
No, no.
Because it looks so good.
Looks incredible. Like,
I love it when they shit talk that haunted coat rack known as Yoko. It's just, I love it.
All right,
I'm
here to defend Yoko because I think the documentary showed it's not her fault that they freaking broke up.
Yeah, she did nothing. She was there, like, coloring the coloring books. And...
She's just chilling. Being supportive.
Jake's nightmare. It is. Beatles anxiety is Jake's nightmare. He probably already left.
I was going to ask Ryan, the conflict that you saw within the Beatles documentary, it kind of reminds you of, you know, what happens behind the scenes at YHS.
That's right, all the time. All I did was sit on the amp, and that was it. Like,
Ryan's the Yoko.
Yeah.
On the code rack.
Come on, God.
I'm more of the Ringo, just like, I'm just here.
He really, a nap. Yeah.
I love how everyone's just re-falling in love with Ringo. It's just like, yes, he is the best.
Yeah. He really is. I actually kind of liked it when they would like just jump on each other's instruments.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
As well, and just jam. And I'm just like, this is so cool. This
it
is
really
so freaking cool. Okay. Oh. We have a super chat from Jacob Walsh. And fair enough, we will move to toys. JK, is it cool if I go next with the weekly pickups?
Absolutely, man. It's your show.
All right. So I got this one. From a good friend of the podcast, Andrew Schaefer. He got he helped me score the Marvel exclusive Kate Kitty Pride from Marvel Legends in her Marauder's gear. She's even got like the Band-Aid and the bruises on the face from getting a black eye.
Cool.
From running into the gate that she thought was going to open for her, and it didn't. for anyone, spoilers, I guess.
You got a hashtag spoiler thing, man. Jeez.
Yeah, hashtag, yeah. So sorry for anyone who hasn't been reading X-Men for the past freaking year. she is also leader of the Marauders, which is also part of a group that's part of the Hellfire Trading Company. Oh, you know X-Men, very convoluted. Everything's got to be tied in. So she's there with her pet dragon Lockheed, comes with her pirate sword. I love this figure. It is an American exclusive. You could not get this one anywhere else. And thank you, Andrew, for scoring me this. This is just absolutely amazing. So
looks great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. I
sent pictures to one of the group chats. And I was like, that's nice.
That's nice.
That's why they're called Marvel Legends. I love it. JK.
Yeah, I got actually a lot of stuff, so I can do a little rapid fire here. And but I'll start off with some non-kaiju stuff. I, like Kat, went to Target this week or yesterday, and I was able to pick up a few more on in the animated TMNT animated line. I actually had a nice haul, including Wingnut and Screwloose.
Oh, wow. Including... Whoa. You put that back up there.
Yeah.
I got a lot more.
Yeah, we are not – dude, we don't – you are not being rushed.
Mm-hmm. New. So a little Wingnut and Screwloose here.
So cool.
Wow. Those also,
are, right next to so it good. Was our good buddy's Dirtbag and Groundchuck.
Amazing.
And then they also had, and I actually, we were a little late getting these, but I finally got Chrome Dome as well. He was there as well. So it was solid. A nice Target run in the beautiful, nurturing biosphere of Euless, Texas. And then today arriving, which great, kind of going along with NECA Animated, my... Channel 6 4-pack arrived.
Whoa, dude, so, you cleaned up.
So I was finally caught up on all my animated line here. So I'm fully staffed on that one. So that was kind of the big one. And although I'll let you guys go again because the rest of my stuff is kaiju related, but there's some really cool stuff.
Yeah, cool, dude. I love your collection of kaiju stuff. It is fantastic. Kat, we're going back to you.
Well, I have a tiny kaiju, I guess. I got this a few weeks ago, but I just wanted to show them off. I got this from My Plastic Heart, and I could not tell you the name of the company that actually produces these, but I love him. We need to name him something. Yeah. I've been given several suggestions, but if you have an idea in the chat for a name for this baby, let me know.
Ringo.
What else did I get? Okay. These are cool, but they're like old. Sorry, my whole pile is going to fall. They are these things that I've been scoping on eBay. Do you guys know about these Pinmates? They're like little wooden Marvel Scott characters. Atlas,
brought those into the world.
Are those like little, like old school Fisher Price little people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're like little, I think they're wood.
Yeah, they're wood.
So I got that little set, but then I also got the Infinity Gauntlet. So it comes with Thanos on the back, big boy, and then, oh my God, all these guys. Pretty neat.
That's a moly. That's incredible.
Pretty cool. Yeah. So.
Did they used to make a big Hulk one?
Yeah. He big. Big boy. Big boy.
See, now you need to go get, like, the old, like, the barn playset.
The one that moves when you open the doors?
The one that moves when you open it, and you can put your Hawkeye in there.
Hell yeah. Ooh.
And then you get the, you could do the Battle of New York, you just have to get the Sesame Street one.
I love that. Then I have to, like, whittle a little Kate Bishop for,
Well, just wait, they're probably gonna make
for
it.
For the future.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
So, yeah, I still got a bunch more stuff, but I'll let... others share. We can come back.
Yeah. Geek Dad, let's do this.
I blew my load early. I got nothing else.
Okay. All right.
But family that busts together.
I'll stop the PKE meter. This thing is
cool.
The best toy for anybody out there right now. It's the best. It's
too I love that it actually lights up and stuff too.
I know. $14. The steal.
I love it. Hang on. Okay. I'll go next. So I got an update on X-Men, on the ones from Japan. I didn't know what they came with, and I put a call out to the planet. J.K. answered that call. He is my Holtzman.
Wow.
He answered it. And so it also came with, and so what he did was he sent me even more.
Whoa!
I had a package show up from Japan. Of Cable, Magneto,
oh
Gambit, Sabretooth.
Stop. These
all
are
in the
so
Japanese
cool.
packaging.
Wow.
And I finally, so now I had doubles of Gambit. So you know what that means.
Open it up.
Gotta open it.
Open it up.
So I opened it. And what I was kind of thinking, what it might be inside, was mini versions of these. These mm-hmm. are the X-Men mangas from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They are amazing. Hang on, let's find a cool page where it's like, you know, just cool. It's all just like the X-Men animated series, just done in manga.
I love that.
They did release these translated back in the late 90s, but they were done like in floppies as opposed to like the nice big chunky books. And the books always have like these really, really cool like character guides in the inside flaps as well. And it'll come with like stickers and a whole bunch of just cool stuff.
I love that.
I was saying like, I wonder if that's what's in there is a mini version of these.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't too sure. And what it turned out to be was actually just a guide to X-Men. So there, here it comes with like a thing like saying, hey, you can buy the mangas, which I thought was pretty cool. You can't really see it. It's getting a little blown out. But it's just words. but here it kind of gives you a guide. It's a mixture of like Jim Lee art and, you know, that animated series opening that we all know and love. Mm-hmm. You can hear the music play
literally
as you look at this. And then the opposite side is this cool collage of all the figures.
Cool.
Yes.
And that made it just like worth opening because I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Amazing. Those figures are cool. The cards
they
and
are. It's so funny. When I think about when these first came out, I was like, this is peak action figures. There is no way toys are going to look this good. Like this, this is it. They've hit the peak. How can they make toys look any better than this? When like the Nightcrawler and Wolverine and all that came out, I was like, that's it. That's it. Everything either just goes downhill or this is like now the bar. Well, ooh, 30 years later, and they're still, now they're putting realistic scans of people's faces on things. And, you know, it's wild. It's absolutely wild. So
bonkers.
So we have a request, Ryan, for you to actually read us part of the manga.
Yes.
This is going to go
Scott,
great.
No, that's Gene. And then we've got, oh, my stars and garters. That's Beast. To me, my X-Men. That was Xavier. Charles Xavier, by the way. Not to get mixed up with Xavier Woods from WWE.
Why hasn't that been a mashup yet?
Oh, it's probably coming. It's probably coming. So. I think he has to leave WWE first, but just give it time. Give it time.
He could just show up to Dragon Con like that.
Yeah, why hasn't he?
That's what I'm saying.
God, oh, well. That guy. Someone get him on the phone. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, that'd be great. And yeah, so I'm done. JK, you are up, sir.
All right, I got a couple of cool things here. So last time that we had the bootleg edition, I was showing off some of the cool releases, and one of them was Designer Con Mondo in their Godzilla and Hedera Safubi line. They released the Umi variant, and I actually was able to pick it up, unfortunately, secondhand market. But look at this. It's a beautiful, like, I don't know, like very Miami Vice Kung Fury type colorway here.
I really love that.
A starter jacket from 92.
Exactly right. This is like Charlotte Hornets right here.
But Charlotte Hornets, I was supposed to say.
I was gonna say Dunkaroos.
Dunkaroos, yes. Anything. Everything was that color.
Yeah.
The Larry Johnson of Sofubi. But anyway, unfortunately, and I'll say this, and I'll probably think Jake and I might dive deeper on our episode that we're recording tomorrow for YHS on Monster Island. There's some, this is my first Mondo, and it's a valiant effort by them, but there's something like when you're just holding this, it just, I don't know what it is. The colorway is beautiful, but it just doesn't have that charm as some of the other Sofubis that I've collected. And I don't know if it's a little smaller. I don't know if it's maybe a little too accurate and it lacks some of the kind of the goofier, softer edges. I don't know. But like I said, I fell in love with the colorway. I'm glad I bought it, but I don't know if this is going to get me to start, you know, trying to get the Mondos. I don't know. There's something about it that doesn't rank right up there with the Marisons and the Marmots and stuff of the world, but it's a beautiful piece. And the colorway, like I said, it's just near and dear to
dude,
my
when
heart.
I look at that color, I can smell 1991.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like I'm,
I think, Abby posted Wildberry Pop Tart. That's another.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
Now I want one.
Yeah, so
another. I love how it's still a bit of a critique, a little bit. Like, I feel like Ryan, you need to have like a burn roasted.
Actually, that's what he like. It's not radioactive like breath. It's just the inside of a Pop-Tart jam.
Yeah.
Just shooting out.
That's amazing. Oh yeah, this is I love Flash 739 here. They it had on his Trapper Keeper. Good stuff.
Oh my god. Yes.
So I got a couple other Godzilla things. The other one, this is the one I've been looking for a long time. I'm not saying it's like grail status, but this is one that probably I haven't seen it pop up in about 8 months in the Japanese auctions and stuff like that. And in fact, I had to buy it in a lot of four pretty pricey Sofubis. I'm selling the other ones because I don't really care about them. But even though 1998, the American Godzilla is by all accounts, you know, just garbage. And if you want to have a deeper analysis on it, Jake and I did a wonderful episode on YHS on Monster Island on it. But they did release Marmot, one of the top Sofubi companies, did release a 1998 Godzilla and the Zilla babies. I did get the 98, the mama here. Cool. So this is a beautiful 98 Marmot. This is the only the adult version that they made in Sofubi form. So I love this guy. Been on the hunt for him for a while just because he's such a cool piece to add to kind of my Godzilla collection. So really cool. About 10 inches tall. So it's a nice size piece here.
Cool. Congrats on finding it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's amazing. That's the Godzilla that makes tunnels.
Yeah,
opposed to smashing things.
There's so we that's like I said, we did a whole episode on it. It's interesting.
No, I love it though too. It's like, and you need a Ferris Bueller to go with it.
Yeah.
Jake's getting really excited in the chat. Really excited.
Yeah. And so the last thing is actually is directly off of a conversation we had once again on the last bootleg edition when I talked about I finally am collecting a subline of a subline of a line of Godzillas, and that was the Marisan Bio Goji, the Godzilla 1989s. And to recap, the ones that I do have, this was the one I showed off last time, the orange and black clear one. And before that, I did have this, what they call a dark clear. It's kind of like an iridescent. This is from the Shinji Nishikawa art exhibit exclusive. So they only sold it at one art exhibit. So that was in my collection. But I picked up four more that are just badass. Like, I love this. So I'm up to six. I think there's 12 in the line. I got this beautiful red and black clear one.
Cherry blasters.
Yeah, juicy. This is... Yeah, a little translucent vinyl. Very cool. Love this guy.
He's like a Jolly Rancher of Godzillas.
Yeah, yeah. then I got this one. Talk about more gimmicks. This one right here appears to be an ordinary kind of sea greenish Bio Goji. You apply heat and it turns to this yellow color. It is a color changing, not a Hot Wheel, but a color changing 1989 Sofubi. Yeah, I know, right?
Oh man.
Rub your hands together and touch them.
I tried. It doesn't work, man. It doesn't.
Oh.
Then the next one was
like
one of my favorite.
Color Godzilla. I love it.
The next one was cool. It was glow in the dark. This is the glow in the dark gray. There's a glow in the dark pink, which I'm trying to get that one as well. But this one is one of the harder ones to find. This is awesome. I love this one. This is a cool, really cool. It has some accents, some really like kind of metallic blue accents here. It's a beautiful piece of Sofubi. But the main event.
It's better than color change.
Oh yeah,
the glow in the dark.
The next one
is it
way
Elf?
just guys, get ready for this. This is mind blowing. Sofubi here. I really think this might win 2021 Sofubi of the year. It's at least in the conversation.
Oof.
So as part of this line, on translucent vinyl, covered in just the most amount of glitter you could ever. Imagine disco ball Bio Goji in complete glitter. And disco Goji is a term coined by YHS listener, a guy that works at Dallas Vintage Toys here, Ryan Wilhelm, awesome guy, one of the smartest kaiju nerds I know. But he coined this disco Goji. I think it's perfect. He is just a glittery disco ball of awesomeness. And so I'm up to six now in my Bio Goji collection. And I hopefully will get the other ones. There's a blue glitter, a green glitter. There's a green clear. There's some other, a pink glow in the dark. I got to get them all, collect them all. And then I can finally accomplish something in this wacky world.
You're like the Bruce Wayne of these toys. Because you know how it's like you walk into like Bruce Wayne's place and like 89 Batman. And they're just all like, wow, look at all this art and armor and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what like you kind of are with Godzilla. Like you got like.
I have a very... I have a very curated collection. I mean, it's small in size, but you know, small but mighty is my kind of mentality because I don't have a lot of room here. But yeah, I like what I got. I like what I'm doing here, and I think this is one of my better lines to collect. And then last but not least, not a new pickup, but I did show everybody for it. It's bootleg, so I had to show off my favorite bootleg Godzilla toy I ever have. Clown Godzilla. Like I said, I've had him for a while, but you know, the best bootleg toy to come out of Mexico since Guerra de las Galaxias, Luke Skywalker with Thundercats sword. That was my other favorite.
Yes. I love that guy so much.
Yeah. And that's all I got.
That's all you got.
Oh, no. I'm lying. Oh my God. I totally forgot.
You're a liar.
No, I am. Cause I can't put it doesn't fit right here, but I ordered this like 8 months ago. It finally came in. I'm going to try to carry it, but everybody knows I love Sofabee, but I have an equal passion for X Plus, which are the big, like very articulated, detailed sculpts off of the actual kaiju suits in Japan. I did finally get from the 30 centimeter, the 12 inch line. I got to be careful here because she will fall. From 92, Gojira tai Mothra.
Oh, Queen of the Monsters herself,
this beautiful 92 Mothra.
Wow.
I don't want to destroy this because it's.
I'm getting nervous you holding it right now.
Whoa.
I know.
Look at that. But it comes with the Mothra sign, the not so subtle reference to Catholicism from Eiji Tsuburaya, the special effects god of Toho, and then the Mothra egg here. So this one would have been from the 92, the Heisei era, not the original Showa Mothra, but still it's an awesome one. And it goes with my 92 Godzilla and my Batra larva to complete that little trio. So very pumped about this one, but yeah, love me some X Plus.
So cool.
That's awesome. Does it come with those like two like twins, those fairies?
This one does not. So we would normally refer to them as the Showa Gene in the Showa era, but in the Heisei, they called them the Cosmos, but they don't. I do have some Showa Gene Sofubee, but I don't. They haven't made a ton of those characters, but Mezco is releasing it in December. They're doing the Flocked Mothra with the Showa Gene.
We love a flock toy.
There you go.
Yeah.
JK, check backstage.
What's that?
Someone's trying to call in. I think we're in trouble.
Oh, no. Do I have to?
Yeah, you should.
Oh.
He's.
Oh.
Hey!
It's the human walk-off music.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
I don't
have absolutely.
My good microphone. I wanted to show off one of my weekly pickups. Hi, everybody.
Hi, this is Craig Goldberg from Yes Have Some Prime, everybody. Welcome to the bootleg.
This is my goddamn channel. It's been hijacked again. No, I
calling from Atlanta.
Listen, I got a couple things to say. I'm not going to stay long. I'm here to talk shit about Rainforest. By the way,
we'll get into it
in a second. I got a couple things I want to show up. By the way, you guys are doing a great job. We appreciate it. We've been so busy at YHS. Hi, Jay. Four J's, I think. And I picked up a friend, and I haven't shared this with the YHS universe, but I one of my weekly pickups was a new best friend. As you can see here, me. I'm not lying.
Where did you find a lifelong toy collector like that?
I met Michael French of Retro Blasting. I found out he is local. We hung out at a toy store, and we talked about the debate. Jay?
Oh, God.
Listen. And because I was – by the way, he was a super nice guy. I really enjoyed talking with him. But it got me itchy for things like Olar. Masters of the Universe Classics, Olar.
Okay. Was it Mighty Spector?
I couldn't find the Mighty Spector, the time.
Oh, dude, he's getting Hall of Fame award this year.
And I also got unnamed one from Motu Ooh. Classics. This is a very cool
awesome.
Oh god, here we go.
Knock the light over.
I also got Fangman, by the way. Fangman.
Oh, cool.
Basically, what happened is one of my local comic stores bought a giant collection of Motu Classics, and a lot of the boxes are damaged, and their prices are pretty good. And then I had to get my favorite Masters of the Universe character of all time, the great Standor. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is supposed to be Stan Lee as a MOTU character.
Yeah. And, it was a big deal. It was a big deal at the time.
But he's not as powerful as Mighty Spector.
He's not as powerful as the Mighty Spector. He's the Watcher. He's no time traveler. So anyways, I wanted to show that stuff off. No lie, I did enjoy my time talking to Retro Blasting, and I didn't know what to call. I said, "Hello, Mr. Blasting. It's nice to meet you." And
Did you take a knee for him?
Did not take a knee. We had a great conversation. I did not know he was local to Atlanta. We talked about possibly doing something together. I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Get a plaque to make sure it's commemorated.
Okay. So, having said all that, I got a couple things to say. I'm glad everybody's enjoying themselves. Jay, you're doing a wonderful job hosting Geek Dad Life. Jay, thank you for joining. Kat, Ryan, great as always. But I have an announcement to make. The part of the reason why we're not doing YHS regular Toy Anxiety tonight is because we are once again, after releasing a record 5 episodes of YHS last week, we have more coming this week. Tomorrow night, it will not be live, but it'll be up in the next couple days. Star of Ghostbusters Afterlife, Logan Kim, is joining Yes Have Some Podcast.
Podcast on the podcast.
Podcast on the podcast. We're making it happen. We're making waves.
Yay!
And then we are going to be talking to Ben Eady, who is the prop master. He's been in the Adam Savage videos. This is the guy who was building the RTV traps. Expert level prop Ghostbusters knowledge. We're going to have him on the show as well. And then who knows? Maybe one day we'll even have the likes of a Ryan Dole or a Jay Key or a non-carded Jay, which can we please, or a Kat Hansen. Listen, I only came here to talk about the Rancor, and I want to stay for 5 minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get right into this Rancor business.
Can I start? You want me to start?
Craig, you are clearly itching.
Yeah, you're like...
You are itching so much that maybe you should take a look at Manscaped, who is our sponsor. So if you want to take some care of yourself and you want to get rid of that itch because maybe things are growing back,
yeah.
You need a lawnmower 4.0, which you can get for 20% off if you use the Yes Have Some podcast. That's the code. You also get free international shipping.
Mm-hmm.
It is like waterproof. You will try when you are done. Both dogs are in the tub
right now. I should interject here. I know it's bootleg Toy Anxiety, but if you go to manscaped.com, you're not going to be at the right site.
This family that busts together stays.
There's a D at the end of Manscaped. So it's manscaped.com. If put up the sign again, let them know what I'm talking about.
There's supposed to be a D over there. That's a D. Okay.
Pun intended.
Right. Hey, I'll put it this way. When you're using Manscaped, you don't have to worry about losing your D. You're gonna be fine. You're gonna be absolutely fine. I've been using it. Listen. It's so smooth right now that I look like Malakili's head. It looks like Malakili's bald head. I look like a Rancor keeper.
Uncarded. Dude, you're like a regular Charlie Brown down there.
Now listen.
One little squiggle.
Mr. Sparkle.
Okay,
in the house.
Listen. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate your support on the man's. It's a great Christmas present. Get one for dad. And use the you can use the code YHS podcast or Toy Anxiety. Either one is going to get you 20% off and free worldwide shipping. It's good stuff. Okay. I don't want to hijack. I know everyone's on limited time, but I got to say we've been begging for this Rancor Keeper to be part of the HasLab. Yakface.com is posted today. Well, Hasbro hasn't promoted the damn Rancor in 10 days. I started referring to this today as the Tatooine Screwjob, is what I started calling it. They announced the Rancor Keeper as an added bonus. The thing we all wanted from the beginning. And because I'm an insane toy collector, my first response was to be mad about it and annoyed. How dare they?
I mean,
6 days left and now you tell us?
Way to go.
But I kind of want to get, I want to hear what everybody's thoughts are. This is why I'm here.
I mean,
Kat, go for it.
It's exactly what you said. Like, 6 days to go. You're just throwing this in now. Come on. Come on, man. Yeah. We listened to you guys so hard, and we're going to do this.
He's also your boy.
Who? Malik Healy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's legitimately, like, Ula would be great too, but I really wanted Malik Healy from the get-go.
Standard. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I canceled my order after the premiere in New York because I was like, okay, the Rancor's not going to do well. I'm going to get the Proton Pack instead. So now for them to do this, I'm like just butt hurt because I honestly can't afford both projects. Mm-hmm. But also, they're trying to get the 9,000 backers in 6 days, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's going to be a tight squeeze for sure.
Yeah,
I think so. Like it only went up 100 backers since they announced them. So I mean, the numbers are going back up, but I think people are already burnt. Jay,
this is okay. Maybe I'm just trying to look at put my cynic glasses on, which I don't generally wear. It's not my thing. But
me.
What if Hasbro only did it because they knew it wasn't going to do well, and then they could be like, well, we gave you Rancor Keeper, but you didn't come back, so we'll never do it again.
You know what?
Yeah, that's good.
You know what reminds me of?
Don't do Black Series ever again after this.
It reeks of desperation is what it reeks of. And I don't like criticize. Hasbro, there's certain parts of Hasbro, I think they're killing it with Ghostbusters right now. I think the Marvel team is killing it. Power Rangers, Transformers.
The Joe team.
I am passionate about toys. I want this brand. I'm passionate about Star Wars. But like, it feels like the desperate boyfriend or desperate girlfriend maneuver where like you've been broke up with, it's a week later, and you're like, they're like, hey, do not call me. And you're like, I won't call you. And then you call, you're like, I know I'm not supposed to be calling. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm sick and I'm freaking out. I'm very sick.
It's like you dump it and then you start crystals and moon water. It's that.
Right. No, it's like you're like, listen. Okay, I know you said you were over it, but I feel like you haven't considered all of the scenario here, okay? We have a dog together, or we did. I haven't seen that dog in months. No, I don't know, like I don't. My whole thing is like, I do like that they're including it. It should have been there from the beginning. It feels desperate. It doesn't feel like enough to get thousands and thousands of
Well, no, because now they just need... Nice. Chicken with a pro. AJ, I think, like, what is it they said? It just needs to make it in order to get him?
Yeah.
Like, he's now part of the entire package. He's not even a stretch goal.
No,
he's just a goal. Like, he's part of the goal.
But... I did want to. Did we promise to read other Jake's comment here? But I think it's a good one, or a point he made about since it's loose, then it guarantee it'll never be released carded because the second it is, the Hazard version is rendered completely pointless. Mm-hmm. It brings zero incentive as a loose figure. Carded on an exclusive card sweetens the deal. Loose, it sours it.
The only way that would make it cool is if they do it like an old pack in character. With a vehicle, a character with a playset, where you see the figure in the box, packaged in.
Yes.
I hope they do that.
Yeah,
but still, does that make like I already backed the Rancor because I want the Rancor. And by the way, I opened my Sentinel today. Finally,
I saw it. Sure, it was.
And you know what? I was very impressed. Like I'm not articulation kind of. I could care less. Normally, it's like whatever. Like I like action figures, like the way they look, but. Just I found myself playing with his hands because there's just so much articulation. Every Sentinel knuckle, you know. So I don't doubt that the Rancor will be impressive, but it feels like a mismanaged project from the start. Oh, from the way it was revealed, and the way that they should have just sat on it till till the anniversary of Return of the Jedi. Yeah. Like,
yep,
for sure. And everybody like knocking the paint job and stuff, like they don't understand that this has all been rushed and that's not the final look and all that stuff, which is hard to explain to like the general population.
It
like
is. But Abby asked me why. Abby, like, legit, like, it broke my heart. She asked me at one point a couple weeks ago, she was like, hey, I've been wanting to ask this, but I didn't want to sound stupid. Why is it gray? Yeah. And I was like, oh, it's because they're promoting. It's like, no, you did say that. And that's okay.
I said, I'm assuming they're going to color it.
Well, yeah. What I you know what?
Verbatim was, I didn't say, why is it gray?
Why is it gray?
Guys, why is it gray?
But hold on.
He leaves the podcast. I'm leaving.
Listen. Listen. I think that is a legit question because, like, if you're not an avid consumer, if they're trying to appeal to the mass market of Star Wars collectors.
Yeah, and, like, the muggles.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like, I think. You don't launch a product with a gray render while everybody has $400 invested in a mystery Razor Crest that's sitting in the goddamn Atlantic Ocean right now.
They did that with the Razor Crest. So I feel like they got lazy and they feel like, well, it worked for the Razor Crest, so we're going to do the same thing with this thing. And
right.
And I think they just got a little too lazy. We've talked about how you look at the Proton Pack and all the love it's getting and your freaking YouTube Adam Savage breakdown going on to the little nitty. Like, there's just so much more. Like, there's a lot. It's all at the same time. But when you're seeing the Proton Pack give you, it's a dream item. It has all this amazing stuff for $50 more. Plus, you're hitting all these tiers now.
Yeah.
Do you feel that the Marvel Legends team themselves, do you think they have raised the bar so high that now the other, you know, HasLabs are looking to catch
The Marvel team has only raised the bar by sounding passionate about the projects they're working on.
But dude, they're also coming out with characters that you can't get anywhere else, and they're not even putting them, like, you're not getting Bastion with your Sentinel in a separate package.
This is Lucasfilm going, our market research says Grief Karga.
I honestly do think it's a Disney thing. There's got to be some sort of Disney Lucasfilm thing going on behind the scenes, because if every other little brand is doing
sorry.
Be careful.
No, but you know what
careful.
I mean? Yeah.
I'm not joking. We literally had the best conversation about vintage toys. It was awesome. I want to get your opinion. You're a creature lover in general, but you're not a Star Wars collector. How do you feel about the Rancor? I want to know. Is this something do you care? Do you care?
I have no money, man. Did you see my pickups? I have no money left.
He's out of money.
I'm out of money. No, I'm not. I've only been keeping up with it as far as, you know, I watch Toy Anxiety and rewatch the bootleg version because it was so good. But no, I'm not picking it up. I think Ryan actually asked me that same question last time. So for those that want to go back to that last episode and check out my answer there.
Yeah, the answer was hell no.
No,
I have freaking Pop-Tart Godzillas that are far more important.
The paint job's way cooler.
I mean,
it is way cooler. They gotta make Pop-Tart Rancors. Like, this is like
that was their miss. That was a missed opportunity for sure.
Yeah, I think so too.
And also cooler Rancor.
I know Ecto Cooler Rancor would sell, but I, to be honest with you, like, just looking at it in the photos, it doesn't look like something that's worth $349.99.
Yeah.
Like, so, and that's, like I said, from an outsider that loves Star Wars but doesn't collect it. I would not start my collection.
Yeah.
With this piece, even though I love the Rancor as an entity in the Star Wars universe, it doesn't look good, especially. And I think Jay, you mentioned, like, when you look at the Proton Pack and kind of everything that it looks like it's worth twice what they're charging for it. And I think it's kind of cool and it has that kind of once in a lifetime feel to it. The Sky Striker, I think, is somewhere in the middle, like, to be honest with you. And I do love G.I. Joe, but I'm probably not going to back that. But the Rancor is definitely last place.
I do want that Sky Striker to make it, though. There's a part of me that's just like, I want those fans to get that.
Yeah. Yeah. The only remember with Sky Striker is like the hot, like that, the just the traffic cone people. Like, that's the ones I really want, but that's not going to happen now. It's 18,000, but still, I've backed it already. So
you know what hyped me on the Sky Striker was Jay, non-carded Jay's conversation with Dan Larson about it. I was, I've been rearranging and cleaning the toy room for a couple weeks. I've got new shelves and new lighting.
I'm loving the Afterlife stuff, by the way.
It looks great, Craig.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Maybe I'll give you guys a little tour. I don't want to waste everybody's time. No, but like, I do this thing sometimes when Abby goes to sleep at night. I like to stay up till 4 in the morning in the toy room, and it's like this is where I can center myself. And yeah,
meditation.
I listen to podcasts, or I'll throw on a stream, and I listened to Jay and Dan Larson, and their passion about it got me hyped. And I think that's the thing that works for the Marvel team with a HasLab, works for the G.I. Joe team. That's what's working for the Ghostbusters team. It's not that Pam and Bill are the greatest, you know, public marketers I've ever seen, but
they're fun.
They're fun, and they're passionate about this project, and they've got Jason Reitman involved, and they've got Adam Savage involved, and the movie, it's coinciding with the movie release, so there's a big marketing plan. The Star Wars thing just seems like, well, you guys were expecting us to do another HasLab, and we kind of accidentally leaked it. So here it is. Buy it. Just buy it, please. And everyone's like, no, we're not going to buy it.
Please.
Yeah.
And then everybody starts going like, well, maybe the unlocks will be so good that we're going to have to get it.
And that was it, right? Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like, here's Salacious Crumb, who you could also get in a $30 creature pack at Disney.com right now. So it's just like,
I don't know what they're doing.
But the coins are bigger.
But the coins!
There's a big coin, Power of the Force coin market. It's
true.
I love coins, but.
We're going to have to make our own cancel Black Series challenge coin.
No. I don't want Black Series canceled like you, Ryan. Stop that. Knock it off.
I feel like I was totally like, Ryan, you're crazy. But now I'm like, I'm all for it. Yeah.
I figured it out, by the way. Cookie Monster failed. Rancor is going to fail. People don't like monsters. Ooh. They're scared of them.
I backed Cookie Monster.
Oh, Kat, I back Cookie Monster as well.
I really wanted him.
Me too.
I think they should try Muppets again.
They should.
I think
they should do a Kermit. They should do a deluxe Kermit.
A Kermit would sell so fast. I so many times was it Sideshow? Gentle Giant? Maybe.
Master Replica?
Master Replica. And every time, like, that's one of those ones, like, people are monsters.
You are correct.
I see that, and it's really expensive. I'm like, that'd be really nice. But yeah, like a $300 Kermit, like perfect replica, I'd buy that.
I would buy
and
that.
And then your stretch goals are as like his newscaster.
Mm. Yes.
Like fedora and jacket and microphone. No.
The little log he sits on.
No. A banjo.
Banjo.
Oh my God.
Robin, maybe Robin can come as an extra.
Oh, dude, see?
No.
I have a theory that Muppets have more general appeal past adolescence than Sesame Street does.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
I don't know. I think if you did Bert and Ernie, I think would do well. No, you know what? I say that as those guy who likes Muppets, but you're right. If Cookie Monster, who is he hosted Saturday Night Live, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in 1977.
No, and in what, 2010, 2012?
Oh, I don't know. It's on there, yeah.
Yeah. Right? And Cookie Monster hosted SNL then?
Aww, oh,
see?
Fuzzy.
Is that a jerk?
Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
So, yeah, I don't know. I still think, like, I don't know. I do honestly think, in my head, I think Ert and Bernie would... Ert and Bernie?
Bernie Sanders.
A Bernie Sanders Muppet would do really well.
Honestly, with free healthcare and education.
But, you know, he's, I don't know. I think Kermit, or even like Fozzie Bear as well. I think he would do really well.
But I was really, Animal. Grover's my
electric
favorite.
Mayhem. Grover, yeah, electric mayhem. Yeah, electric.
I want them all. Yeah.
Gonzo would probably be, you lean with Gonzo.
Gonzo would be amazing because he could have the purple tux. He can have the stunt gear.
Yep.
You know,
Hasbro, like, listen, they had to kind of pivot, and I give them credit for not just abandoning the HasLab project when Cookie Monster failed. Oh, what is this? What Jake has a chat thing. What did he say? I feel like you should want to buy the HasLabs without the stretch goals. If you have to lean on the extras, they have failed in their product. I agree. And I think part of the issue is that people have now been trained to expect killer stretch goals and want more stretch goals. And I think the Proton Pack would have been successful regardless.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, for
it
sure.
It was.
Yeah. It's
they didn't even include the wand.
No.
You know why?
Or an because else frame.
Normies love that. Normies want a Proton Pack. Like, that is a general consensus of, like, this thing is cool and I want it. But a Rancor is not a mass market appeal. I don't know.
You're 100% right, Kat, because it's, like, even if you don't have a Ghostbusters collection, you'd probably want a Proton Pack to hang on the wall. And, like, John, my co-host for Toy Geeks, like, he's getting it just so he can put a Proton Pack on his wall.
Yeah. It's collection. Cool.
It's independent of a collection.
Right.
Which is, like, that's a top tier category, I think, for any
of them. I agree. I totally agree with that. And plus, it's just, it does look cool.
Oh, yeah. Like, and you can take it apart and stuff. Like, there's so many things. Gadgets.
Watching that Adam Savage breakdown, and I was just like, it looks so. I mean, I know it's a prototype, so maybe it won't look that good in person, but.
Oh, I don't know, man. I think HasLab has delivered on prototype to.
Yeah.
Like, just looking at how, like, what we got with the barge.
Yeah.
Like, and how that looks in the Sentinel. Like, everything so far is delivered as far as, like, paint jobs and
appearance. I have no doubt that the product will be good. And I think I'm going to jump off after this comment. I appreciate you guys letting me hang out on my own show. I seriously think that the mindset was Black Series collectors are like Marvel Legends collectors. Mm-hmm. They are going to buy everything regardless because they are all completists. And the Rancor is a big creature. We've never done it in this scale. And they came up with that price point based on the Sentinel and the Galactus. And for whatever reason, and one of the things I said at the beginning is that if you look at the real world scale of a Rancor is about 16, 17 feet tall. Well, that's 16 or 17 inches tall. They keep saying, oh, it's 38 inches tall with his arms in the air. And it's like, it's actually not that big. Yeah. It's not going to be over 2 feet tall like a Sentinel. Mm-hmm. And we've had the Black Series 3¾-inch scale Rancor that came out 5 or 6 years ago is pretty big. Yeah. That might be enough for some people.
So totally. You're 100% right. Yeah. And it's like, and then with the Sentinel, it's like, oh, we're finally getting like a big Sentinel. And really probably since Marvel Legends, like the old Toy Biz one, like, is like finally one that's going to dethrone, you know, one of the best build-a-figure figures ever of all time. And that's different than, oh, a bigger Rancor when they've already had great Rancors.
And I don't have sales data, but I have to assume that they sell 10 times more Marvel Legends figures than they do Black Series figures. They just have to.
There's more coming out.
Shelf space, yeah.
There's just more. There's no way else that they could justify. I mean, you hear how it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars just to make a mold for a figure or whatever, and they're doing one-off characters all the time. Black Series is literally just re-release. I've got 9 Mandalorians in different colors.
Like so many.
Like they're Nikes or something. Like, here's my blue one, and here's my green and black one, and here's my red one. I almost called them a Criterion, whatever they call it.
Criterion collection.
Marvel does it too. I mean, Marvel does do it, but they do it in such a way that you don't even really notice what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, we've gotten so many 90s Wolverines, but I have them all, and I need them all, because that one has bone claws.
Yep.
That one does not because it comes with a juggernaut leg and I need that juggernaut leg.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's just they do it too. And same with the bodies and stuff too. A lot of reusing of the same body parts and molds. I mean, they find a way to do it and make it work. But that's the other thing about comic book style superheroes is that a lot of it is just mix and match. So there it is. Meanwhile, Jay just showed off 6 of the exact same Godzilla.
Yes. They're cool.
Guys, I'm going to leave. Thank you so much. Last thing, I finally opened my Hasbro Pulse Power of the Force Black Series Cantina Bar set. I got to say, it sucks. So it's not good. And you literally would have to have 2 to make it anything. It's like cheap plastic. And it's just, I'm sad I opened it because it looked way better in the box.
Damn.
Having said that, good luck on the HasLabs, and I will see everybody later. Tune into YHS. Thank you, everybody.
Happy Hanukkah, Craig.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a long 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was,
absolutely.
I don't want to say it was egregious, but it was just going on.
Do you know what would have been cool if they, like, thinking about the, now thinking about it as an afterthought of when they did the cantina as a, as an exclusive, they should have had it as a, like, because they don't want to do packaging. They should have done Blue Snaggletooth and put it in a clear plastic Sears bag.
I mean,
sure.
The thing is, we'd buy that because it's absolutely unique and cool. Like, I love the unique stuff.
Yes, Sears doesn't exist anymore. Just figure it out.
Figure it out. Figure it out, Patrick.
Come on.
I
do
love...
I need to walk in there and tell him what to do?
It's for you.
Yeah. I love those Instagram posts where it's just like, there, fixed it. You can have this one for free. Oh, love man. It. Are we feeling sad?
Always.
Well, first I have to plug something.
Oh, plug away.
I got this really cool book from Toku Toy Town, and I think everybody needs to go look at all the cool Ghostbusters stuff that's in the shop right now. It's so dope, including this book.
I've been super tempted. I keep looking. Like,
and a peek under the tent for everybody. We'll be adding, I have another shipment of Ghostbuster stuff, a big giant box coming in from Japan probably next week. So I restocked a few items today, and we'll be getting some new stuff, including some items that I've never seen before that are very unusual. There's just one little kind of weird board game from Japan that's cool. Ghostbusters. And there's some other crazy stuff. I think I got a Ghostbusters cushion coming in from Japan as well. Some weird, wacky stuff. So there'll be some more stuff next week. And hopefully you guys can check it out. It's fun. It's been really cool to kind of do something a little bit different than just kaiju and tokusatsu toys and such. But it's been really fun.
Stay Puffed is a kaiju. So nice.
So I'm glad Jake and I might have to, we might have to have a little conversation about that coming up here. So stay tuned.
Ooh,
is he kaiju? Yeah. Is he yokai? Is he yokai? Is, how do we define Gozer? These are all questions that we might have to tackle on a future YHS.
I love that. Y'all should. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love it when non-binary demigods transforms themselves into giant Stay Puffed marshmallow creatures. I love it. Yes. I love it. It's my favorite thing.
Your favorite.
Even though they did, I still don't understand how the mini puffs work, but I'm not even going to look into it.
I assume this is in my mind. It's like the mini puffs are like an echo, and it's just like when goes the portals open back up, it's like an echo that just kind of reverberates through and kind of comes.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what they need to make for mini puff figures? They should keep making more of them.
Amen.
And more they should kind of, you know how they're doing like the toasted ones?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get like the regular ones. You can just go get them off the Hasbro Pulse website.
Sure.
They should do Ecto Cooler ones where they're clear green.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I mean, assume like third party's going to do that if Hasbro doesn't do it.
Yo, absolutely. Dude, Tony?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Heard me.
Tony, right,
yeah.
Right there.
That has Tony Taylor Toys written all over it.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? So if they don't do it, yeah, I think like a clear green ones. I think
all
that...
of them are pink, GB2 pink.
Ooh, yeah.
Mood slime. Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Do it all. And I think they should do that. Like, it's, I was kind of surprised they, well, I guess not. I guess, I don't know. I don't know what Hasbro plans to do, but I always thought with you could do that whole like Japanese Godzilla thing with easily. You could with mini puffs now. I think you could do ones with sprinkles. You could do ones that are ice cream colors. You could have them scented like different flavors of ice cream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I just want an Ecto Cooler smelling little guy. Like, I love tiny vinyl figures, so oh my gosh, like that would make my entire world.
Yeah, like Ecto Glow mini puffs. Bring it on.
Stop it. You just all riled up.
Somebody hire us. We're good at these ideas.
Hey Hasbro, listen.
Give me Patrick's job. No, please don't.
Oh my gosh. Actually, I would love to have Patrick's job just for one fan first.
He's just for one. He's smiling through those teeth, but behind it is tears.
It's slowly the ulcer is just building in his stomach.
Do you guys remember when they announced the holiday troopers?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember them. They were with the Lucasfilm team when they announced it. And do you remember, like, Hasbro was like, well, Lucasfilm didn't want us to do this. And they were already like, and here's the holiday. But we're excited. And they said, there's the holiday troopers. You see these two guys from Lucasfilm. Like, eyes, like, zero fun. Like, zero fun at all. They were just like, ugh, I hate Christmas. I hate Christmas. My life.
I hate it.
Nothing should be fun, let alone stormtroopers. Hasbro, what do you think they're
serious.
Making? Make me sick. You can just see it in, like, in their faces. They just.
But and then, what about, like, the Pulse Cons and all those? Just like watching the live chat. Like, this is, you know, like a fun live chat, but that's just like, yeah, just like nuts.
Rage.
How many times have they killed the chat during a fan first?
Do they do that?
They have done that. They know they've done that once during Power Rangers because guys were getting pretty gross about one of the women on the panel.
Surprise,
so they just cut it out, and then they did another one. What was it? People were demanding something, and the whole thing was just, I think it was Cara Dune.
Target exclusives.
No, I think it was Cara Dune. It was right when, like, What's-Her-Face got, like, the boot, right? And all of a sudden it was just like, ding, 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 ding. And they were just like, nope, cut the chat. And they, so they've done it. I know they've cut the chat before, but you're right. It is fun to watch the chat because you got, you could definitely tell who has a toy channel and who doesn't. Because the toy chat, like, I'll even say, like, we were so bad at this, like, during the fan first for Ghostbusters.
Oh, we were just
it was
so
like
excited.
Me and you and, like, Craig, this is amazing! We love all of this! And you can see Hasbro, like, replying to us, and it's just like...
Hey, come on, it was the first one. We had to show up and it was amazing.
And cheerlead. We had to cheerlead. I honestly think so. Because you're going to have the still, you got the G.I. Joe fans that kind of come in and go, when are we going to get another Baroness? And we're just like, shut up about the Baroness! We're all about Zool right now. Zoolin.
Let us have this. Come on.
Yeah, you get one of these every month. Go away.
Yeah.
We got 2 minutes in PulseCon, the 2 days. It was 2 minutes.
Shouldn't you be lined at a Target right now for another Cobra Island exclusive? Get out of here. We don't got space for you. But it was always kind of fun to watch Hasbro kind of like see our names pop up with the Hasbro thing, and it was... Yeah, we were totally those guys, and you know what? I'll do it again.
Yeah,
I guarantee you the mod manning the chat probably loved it because they have to look at like negative stuff the entire time. So you probably made their day.
It's like that. Well, it's like I don't know. I think some people still get pretty excited about Star Wars in the chat, but it is a lot of time like dull. Yeah. Boring. Repaint. Oh my god, exclusive?
Stop Target exclusive! Stop Target! Just repeating.
No, it was for the bucks, I guess. Oh my god, this. Another exclusive. I'm going to get this one. This one is for me. If you need one, come find me. It'll be 3 times the price. Did you see those new Skeletor shoes by Puma? I got those too.
Oh my god.
No scare glows for you. Dude, speaking of like Masters, like how awesome is that new wave though? I do want to go back to that for just one quick before we get into sad comments. I do want to go to your because I don't usually watch box opening videos or like open where people open their packages and stuff like that. But I watch you and I'll watch Pixel Dan. Because other times it's like, you know, 8-year-olds that are millionaires and they're just like.
That's what I'm trying to do. I just want to be a millionaire like Ryan from Ryan's World.
Yeah, right? It's not a different Ryan, guys.
Sorry, not this Ryan.
Yeah, not this one.
The rich one.
Yeah.
Hack his account.
That kid could buy me a house twice.
Yeah, it was nothing.
Yeah.
Literally, my son one day was like, Dad, why don't you have as many subscribers as Mr. Beast? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm
just. Oh my gosh.
I'm a failure, son, okay?
How come you don't have your own Netflix special? I'm trying!
Ryan's on Nickelodeon, Dad.
Yeah. Don't you How about you finish your vegetables and then we'll talk about my career?
That's amazing.
He's giving you a proton pack and a like a PKE meter. Go play. Call a friend. God. Stop counting my subscribers.
He has like the counter up on his computer all night. What are you doing, Dad?
Really, it's pathetic. What are you doing?
How am I supposed to face the kids at school when you only have 2,000 subscribers?
Jimmy's dad's got 75,000. Come on.
All he does is lick a microphone.
Oh my God. Ryan, don't even get into that. Twitch is a weird place.
Yeah, I discovered some weird shit on Twitch last night. I'll tell you that. I was like, oh, I'm going to see what they got for Star Wars content. Why are people licking
ear microphones?
What's going on? That's awesome. And dude, you're getting there. Don't worry, Jay. You're getting there. I believe in you.
Thanks, man. I just need to hear it.
Yeah. We got this. All right. Okay. We're going to get into some sad comments. We are now, I know we were trying to keep it tight because the non-carded needs to go to bed. Yeah. until it's Jay's world. He has to work at his job as well. It's okay. All right. Hang on. Kat, I'm going to let you go first with the sad comments. Okay. Let me know, where did you find it? What's going on?
All of mine are from the Rancor Instagram post.
Of course.
Yeah, because this was very last minute. I was just like, okay. This is the only thing I can think of.
Okay. Love it. Let's get you some.
Am I doing it in this voice? 9K? So you have absolutely no intention of making this figure? This is just to trick enough gullible fools to back it so you can reclaim whatever money you wasted on this marketing and hopefully pull in profit? The hilarious thing is, if you just did Rancor plus Malakili, you would have already had a fully funded project and your crap cardboard offering would have become a funny meme boosting sales more. The incompetence in wallet rating management is disgusting.
Wow.
Damn.
So out of control. These people are out of control.
That's laying a hammer down.
Yeah.
Could be even a silver hammer if you've been watching the documentary.
Ding, ding.
That's incredible. Okay, you got another?
Yeah, I got two more.
You're good at this.
Yeah, thanks.
Fantastic.
I'm just trying to be Jacob Walsh, you know?
Well, every day of my life. Well, first off, that's like, you can't.
No,
you know.
I try, but it doesn't work.
That's true. It's kind of like being like, I could be Lord of the Rings, but right now you're at Hobbit level, and Jake is like Lord of the Rings. He's like all three books.
Hackers hit 12,000.
Breaking news. All right.
Nice. Is that another?
That's the Spangler book, right?
No.
Or is that another 1,000?
That was 13. That was
13. You might be right, yeah.
13.
It'll happen. I think you can hit all of them.
That's
sick. I think it's going to.
I hope I get the stand. I would appreciate it. Yeah. Didn't have to hang it on the wall and then Craig yell at me.
A guitar stand. Just a normal guitar, not without the headstock, whatever thing. It'll do.
Yeah. That's what I have for my real pack.
That's what I have for my real pack as well.
Oh my God. Some of those comments in the different Ghostbuster groups, does anybody have any of those? Maybe somebody should find them.
Anyway. Dude, I could just make some up for you. I do them all the time for fun, and even though I'm not being serious. Spirit packs. That's great. That's all we're going to have now. A bunch of franchises with like Kenner toys. Is that what it's going to be? If somebody showed up, hang on, let's get some music over. Seriously, If you showed, if I was a sick kid in the hospital and someone showed up in a spirit pack with no Alice frame, and it's half the size of their body, just pull the plug. I don't want to live in that world.
That's not... Just pull the plug.
Just pull the plug.
Oh my god. I like that a child just has this mentality too. Yeah.
Well, you could just, I could totally just imagine some of these dudes saying, you're already getting it with like people who have been in the Ghostbusters community for a long time. Friend of the podcast who was on when I was out in Toronto, Dan Harshman. Hang on. Let's do this. You know, the movie was just okay. And once everyone in New York comes down from their high, they'll realize it was just okay too. Yeah, I did that. Craig, and I know you're listening. I did it.
I'm just...
Seriously? We have to watch a bunch of kids with packs? First it's women, now it's kids. When are we really going to get the guys back? When are we going to get a true Ghostbusters 3? Honestly, the video game's way better. Because at least in that, I got to be a Ghostbuster. Because being a Ghostbuster is all about me. And as a fan for so many years, keeping this franchise alive, I deserve more. And so do the people. And so do the rest of the fans. I did so much for this franchise. And what do I get for it? Sure. A new movie. But what's in it for me? Maybe I'll just get a popcorn bucket. But oh, wait, I can't. AMC is sold out. I could finally get an Ecto-1 that's even close to the size of my plasma figures. But oh, no. That's not available either.
Amazing.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
More Rancor.
Okay. Yeah, but you guys better include a whole ass Jabba the Hutt, Boba Fett, Princess Leia with the bikini, Han Solo and Carbonite, C-3PO, R2-D2, Chewbacca, the whole Cantina Band, Lando, Darth Maul, Ki-Adi-Mundi, Kit Fisto, Plo Koon, and while you're at it, you might as well throw in the Death Star because nobody is funding this thing just because of Mala Keeley.
Oh!
Just gonna, I don't know, put the entire universe in this hat slab.
You know we're getting a Death Star next, right?
Yeah, okay. It's not happening.
We're getting it next. Not Black Series.
Well, okay, that makes sense. I was gonna say, we're never gonna get a Black Series.
Oh, you're never gonna get Black Series anything ever again.
Yes.
The next thing that was announced today was a blue... Frickin' what? Imperial Guard?
Oh, I've stopped listening.
Yeah.
You sorry, did good. Hasbro team. Yeah.
But we're okay, getting a glow-in-the-dark Mandalorian Funko Pop. That's pretty cool. Would have been really cool if we got some frickin' Ecto Glow Mandalorians.
I would have bought those. All right, this is the last one. It's just one sentence.
Give it to me.
Where's the slave girl?
Damn.
Oh, let me guess. A dude wrote that.
Notice how it's never women in these comment sections saying any of this stuff.
Because women are like preoccupied with actual bullshit going on. Yeah. Dudes are just like, this is like a whole male privilege thing where it's like, I get paid enough to worry about toys. Right.
I have no comment. Yeah. I don't want to get in trouble. Yeah.
But yeah, it totally is a dude thing. I can't imagine. Yeah. I just can't. Yeah. I can't imagine like someone's wife going in there and being like, my husband! has been trying to find Baroness for a week. Gung Ho, Flint, and Lady J. I can't imagine it. But I think that's it, folks. I think that's it for our sad comments. For the
nobody has sad comments.
Bootleg.
No,
I didn't. There's something. I guess. Okay, do Godzilla fans, are they never sad?
Oh no, they're quite sad. They're quite sad a lot of the time. No, yeah, we're a very sad race of collectors. But no, nothing I could find. It just honestly, the most of it's in Japanese. It's how I don't understand it. So I didn't feel that we could we should do anything on this one on this episode. So no, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to do it. I was trying to dig and find some RoboCop stuff because there was a huge outcry over there not having the leg holster, but I couldn't find anything that would be worthy of sad comments.
That's fair.
Yeah.
By the way, those toys are really cool. If you haven't checked them out on the NECA, awesome. NECA anything, social medias, they announced two different RoboCops.
Yeah.
One awesome, one just as awesome. I think one's clean, one's beaten up.
Yeah. Okay, I just say, how is there only 24 likes on this video?
Yeah, what the hell, guys?
How many people are watching? I can't see how many people are watching.
77.
77. Ooh. There needs to at least be 50 some odd other likes right now.
Yeah, like hit
support
it.
Support the B team.
Yeah. Support the B team. I saw a lot of saying we need more of the B team. If you want more of us, you got to hit that like button, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Smash
That's
it.
Right. We have the B side of the cassette tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, the junior varsity, they're people too. So please.
We are the CFL of the NFL. This yes have some.
There needs to at least be 20 more likes in the, by the time I finish this sentence. Come on. Let's go.
And if you haven't subscribed and you're new, hit a subscribe. There's a lot of cool content.
There's a ton of content.
There's not even just us. There's YHS Prime, which, as you heard from Craig, tons of interviews coming.
Insane.
Insane.
I literally don't know how.
So make sure you don't want to miss any of those. You know Craig and Jake and Abby, you know they're going to put on a hell of a show, especially when you've got someone like Logan Kim showing up.
Yeah. Damn.
That dude was a scene stealer.
Oh, yeah.
He really was.
My kids love podcasts. Aww. They're their favorite. A three-year-old and a seven-year-old. They like just globbed on it to him. They love him. They love him. So, I'll watch that one with my boys. I know they'll be pumped for that one.
Yeah.
Ben Eady coming on there too, talking about all the props, which is again something we love. So if you're going to be one of those people that do not like your spirit packs or your HasLab packs or whatever, at least you're talking to someone else who makes packs for real. And they are real because they're the ones made in the movies. And guess what? You're still just a fan and yours doesn't count. His are more legit than yours.
Yours will never be as legit.
That's right. Until yours is on screen,
doesn't count.
Mine will not even exist.
Yeah.
Take the one you built. Throw it away. Throw it away.
Oh, man.
That is awesome. Thank you, everyone, for watching.
Yeah, this was really fun.
Yeah. JK, thank you again. Kat, thank you for joining us. We're going to be seeing a lot more of you next year.
Can I say one thing real quick? What if in the next Ghostbusters movie, because it's going so well, they're going to make another one, they use the HasLab pack? Will that absolutely negate everybody's homemade packs?
God, I hope so.
Yeah, I would love to see more crying in the community.
Mine's not even screen accurate. Mine's gold, and it's speckled with like gold flakes as well. So it's got that like and a clear candy coat over top. So it looks like one of those 70s helmets.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did with my pack. Because
it's like a Godzilla variant.
I am extra, and
proton
I love
pack variant.
Yeah, it's a proton. Yeah. I'm more extra. I love attention. Attention's great.
Oh, it really is. That's why we're all on here.
That's why we're all here. Yeah, and also check out and subscribe to Geek Dad Life. That is Jay's show.
I'm changing it though, the Nerd Father Existence. That's way better.
That's so good.
I miss so much. So
I'm glad somebody got that. Thank you.
And if somebody and if you can't start a show called that, at least start a band.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And on that point, I have to say, other Jay, like I wasn't familiar with your show until you came on YHS and on Toy Anxiety and stuff. And I am just blown away. I'm hooked, man. I'm trying to catch up on all the past episodes, whether it's you talking movies or whether it's you talking toys. It is amazing. A lot of great guests. Love it. Just the enthusiasm comes through every time, every episode. It's amazing.
Lots of great discussion
stuff.
on your
and just genuine good vibes too. Yeah. Like I feel happy watching your show instead of like pissed off. You know, like sometimes.
You're not a rage monster. You know how some guys go on there and they just want to start some shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can be that guy, but I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you are that guy.
But I'm aware that I'm that guy. And it's like You're not trying to be like the Fox News of toys, where you just create outrage and anger. You know what I mean? Like, you're legit. You're in it for fun, and you're in it because you love toys like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And even though we all collect different things, and the bottom line is we all collect toys and we all love them.
Exactly. Well, that's so sweet. Thank you. That's really kind. Too kind. Thank you so much.
And the last thing I'll say, if for those that might be listening that have not, and I don't know if there's anybody out there that's watching this that is not part of YHS Group Therapy. I mean, that is the epicenter of this community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, without it, we wouldn't be doing this. We wouldn't have this amazing fan base giving us super chats and just being just basically the greatest community that's out there on the internet, on the information superhighway. and that it's amazing how positive and just, you know, emotionally sound this place is compared to other like groups and communities. So amazing stuff. And I know she won't mention it. I know Ryan won't mention it, but go catch up on the Bad Bitches, catch it up. Cause I know it's going to come out in a different look and feel coming out soon. Oh my gosh. I mean,
on a different platform too.
In a different platform. Mm-hmm. And you think that Craig and Abby and Jake have this amazing chemistry. I say the Abby Ryan Cat chemistry is right up on point with that. It's an amazing, amazing show. You guys just rocked it in season one. And if you have some time left over after that and you care about monsters, please check us out.
Do
the
it.
The Tattoo Titan of Tokusatsu, Mr. Jacob Walsh, and I, we talk a little bit about tokusatsu movies and fandom and toys and everything that has to do with kaiju and Godzilla and Gamera and Mothra and Rodan and Ghidorah and Mechagodzilla and King Caesar and Baragon and Gorosaurus and Anguirus and Hedera and Gigan and everybody else. So please check us out. We do appreciate it. And we might be talking something, like I said, I mentioned before, might cross over. We might cross the streams, if you will, and talk a little kaiju and Ghostbusters, maybe. On our next episode. So please check us out and give YHS money if you can on Patreon, because there's some amazing content that you're missing out on unless you are part of the Patreon.
A level on Patreon should be you do an intro for them or something.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Voicemail intro. People do your voicemail.
NPR
I love
does
that.
That. And I would pay good money to have that.
$5 billion.
I'll have to talk to the boss.
How do we separate that money? We don't.
I gotta check how many volunteer hours I have left to do that one. So,
love it. That's awesome. All right, I'm gonna play us out. This is it. We are done for the evening. You will see us next Tuesday on a regular Toy Anxiety. Craig and Abby and Jacob should be back, but I've heard that one before.
Listen, they're putting out so much content. Give them a break.
Oh,
when you asked Ryan, I was like, this soon? I feel like we just...
Yeah. Hey, man, they got some big fish on the fryer, and that stuff's got to get cooked and
Amen.
Cooked well.
Amen.
Even a vegan fish, because... For Jacob. I don't know what a vegan fish is.
Don't want it.
Something that shouldn't be made.
But no. Whatever it is, that's what it is. All right, guys, we're out of here. Have a good night, and we will talk to you all very soon. Back the pack.
Back the pack.
Back it.
Back it. All right.
Give me my sand.